So, welcome to my first episode of Creature Comfort. Today is April 28th, 2020. I just wanted to say thanks for listening to my first episode of Creature Comfort. This episode will begin with the feelings of the pandemic for the LGBT community and the massage world. In the massage world, we see so many gay men performing massages, doing facials, cutting hair, doing all sorts of things to make the gay man feel good. But when a pandemic like this, that is COVID-19, occurs in so many cities, New York being one of the epicenters, New Orleans being another one, Southern Florida, Georgia, and any other major city out there where countless lives have been lost, jobs have been left behind, people have been laid off, forced to apply for unemployment. It's a very scary thing for many people, as we don't know if we'll be able to survive or make it through the day. Will we still have a roof over our heads? Will we somehow find a means to go back to work and risk our lives, our health, our safety in order to make ends meet, to feed our pets, to feed ourselves, or feed your partner, partners, your roommates? How do we survive? What do we do? What risk can we take? Is it best to stay home, or is it best to go out and enjoy the fresh outdoors where fatigue has become prominent? For gay massage therapists, it's very hard when you rely on such income, especially if it's solely your income. Whether this is supplemental to your primary income or not, it's something that gay men fall into as far as comfort goes. There is a place in the sanctuary for them to escape for a good hour, hour and a half of deep touch from another man, binary, or however you identify yourself as. In the gay men's eye, this is a space for others to escape, where touch introduces more than just touch. Whether it's tantric or tantra, whatever happens behind closed doors is completely up to the massage therapist and the client. Of course, following legal guidelines and making sure that sanitation is the main factor. In addition to that, making sure all equipment is wiped down. And of course, having the client leave happy is a promising ending note to returning business. Whether gay men go to gay massage therapists for escapism or just by simply having another man's touch, it's a space that should be saved and honored and valued for what it is, because it allows both parties to really get involved with each other spiritually by just simply letting go and recharging the mind, body, and spirit. Gay men rely on this so heavily that we need to find ways to take care of each other. And because of COVID-19, a lot of business has been lost. I, for one, and one of them, where I rely on it solely. I'm in the midst of a career change as a nurse. And while I'm on my journey there, being a massage person is something that is very important in our world because touch is so needed. It's just a way for us to feel safe, and it's a way for us to connect with ourselves and with others. a powerful tool that will never die. Though we thought this would be recession-proof, it's proven that maybe it's not. And if you are a gay man out there and you are continuing to massage, know that I'm not here to judge you, and I'm not here to tell you not to do that. I'm actually here with you. I don't blame you for doing it, because what other options do we have? I mean, we have our president who values his vanity, his ratings. He likes to claim that he's a scientist, but we all know he's not. And girl, he just needs to shut up and do the right thing. But he let us down, ignored the warning signs, and now we're faced to deal with this pandemic. So how do we overcome this? How do we take care of each other? And then place where some of us, or many of us, or most of us will not receive unemployment. Maybe we receive the stimulus check, but maybe it's not enough. Maybe we don't receive it at all. So we're forced to open up our businesses at a small, small frame, despite what the governors have said. We are able to open or close. Now it's up to us to decide whether opening or closing our business is best. You know, keeping our safety is the most important thing, keeping our health in check. But what if we're left unhoused? What if we work and we risk ourselves because we need to make it by, because that's our only way? How do we take care of each other? How do we listen? How do we deal with our frustrations, our sexual frustrations? How do we find touch and meaning through a virtual screen that is more complicated than what it might sound like? But we try, and there's no better time now than to connect. So it's a matter of taking each other and holding each other accountable for anything that we might think is risky. But know that we do things risky every single day. And if it's a decision that we disagree with, we just have to take a deep breath. Trust what they're doing is right. Trust yourself of what you're doing is right for you at this moment in time. And know that that's okay, as we are adults and we have to make the best decisions for ourselves, and to love and support each other. And if we can help each other in any way possible in the LGBTQ community, just know that we are all creatures, and we are all full of love and comfort. And learn to help each other out in this time. Thank you for listening. My first episode. There will be more to come. And if you did listen to this, I'd love to hear your opinions. Creature Comfort is something completely brand new for myself to express anything I'm feeling in this moment in time. As I continue to record, I continue to evolve. Your support by subscribing, by supporting, is what is keeping me feel like I have a voice, and to have a place for you to just breathe, just be. Thank you, and I will see you in the next episode.